Unit 6, Chapter 2, Lifelong Learning.
5 years ago, Rachel Lopez graduated from college with a degree in history. Today, she works for a large software company. Now 27, Rachel takes classes twice a week after work. She is learning to use the computer program PowerPoint. I enjoyed college, but my job doesn't use information I learned when I was doing my degree, Rachel says. This course is helping me to do my job better. In the future, I might go back to school and get an MBA. In the past, when students graduated from college and got a job, they usually stopped studying. Today, lifelong learning is becoming more common. In the United States, people can return to school in their late 20s, 30s, or older to get a higher degree, such as a master's or PhD. Like Rachel, many more are taking training courses to improve their workplace skills. With many classes now available through the internet, it is easier for people to get degrees or training by distance learning. Mayumi Hosoya, who is 40, teaches Japanese at a community college in New York. Next semester, I'll be teaching some of my classes using the internet. This is new for me, says Mayumi. At the moment, I am taking a course to learn how to teach this way. At the same time, Mayumi's 70-year-old mother and father are taking a distance learning course in art history. We love the subject, says Mayumi's father, and now we can study with people from all over the world. I never thought learning could be this much fun.